Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, we got that password coming your way in about 10 minutes, Kid Nation. But right now, it's all about your first world problems.
I got a first world problem.
All right, here's what you do. You give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
And tell us... Oh, go ahead, Kelly.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Sorry about that. And tell us about those little problems you have in your world that aren't that big of a deal, but you still want to get it off your chest because first world problems tend to be pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
For example, hey, guys, I just want to let you know that my rug is too thick for my Roomba to get on.
That's a first world problem.
That's a first world problem.
Good one. Good.
That rug's not getting anything.
Yeah, right.
The Roomba's just hitting it and going around it. From the text as well. My favorite channel was not coming through on the cable boxes in my living room. Check the bedroom, not coming in there as well. But it was working on the TV in the bathroom, guys.
Oh, good.
So I just had to take an hour-long bubble bath to watch my favorite TV show. Hashtag first world problem. I want a TV in my bathroom so bad, but...
Yeah?
What's the point?
To watch TV in your bathroom.
When you're getting ready in the morning.
Yeah,
right.
For 5 minutes?
Yeah, like,
or if?
That's one of those things that if I won the lottery, I'd get the bathroom TV.
That's the first thing you'd get.
Well, that'd be one of the many things I would get. There's a lot of things that I don't pull the trigger on that I would get if I won the lottery. That's one of them.
Yeah. I'd get a TV on my boat.
Definitely on my yacht. My yacht would have a TV in the bathroom.
Yeah. Have you seen the TVs in the mirrors? Oh, that's so cool.
Oh, like the ones in the Vegas.
In hotels,
the Vegas hotel rooms? Those are cool.
And rich people houses.
I haven't been to that yet.
Proceed, come.
I don't have that.
Not yet?
Yeah.
That's right. Rachel, how's it going?
It's going good. How about with you guys?
Good.
Going awesome. I hear you have a first world problem to share with us.
I do. I drive a minivan, and of course they have jacked up seats. I'm 5'2", so I have to pull myself in so I understand the lady with the washing machine.
Mm-hmm.
My son drives a Buick LeSabre, which is a couch on wheels. My van was in the shop yesterday, got in his car, fell into his seat, and bruised my tailbone.
Oh,
Kelly was just talking to me about her tailbone issues yesterday.
Yeah, they're serious.
Yeah, if you hurt your tailbone, it's like a lifelong thing.
It acts up forever.
Yeah.
I was like, I cannot believe, I've driven this car before. I know it has low seats. Wasn't prepared for it at all.
Now you got that tailbone problem.
We've all done that when you expect a step or something to be there and you step and it's like, what did I just do?
Yeah.
I do it on our steps all the time. And it's always when I'm carrying a drink, too, that you'll trip on something. Thank you, Rachel. I hope your butt feels better soon.
Aw, that's so nice.
What you got going on over there on social media, Anna?
Yeah, we're at Kid Nation on all the social platforms. Blake said, I can't make it to my nephew's second birthday because my boss is sending me on an all-expense-paid trip to Europe. First world problem.
How are you going to survive that? Now, I want to know how Christy survived this craving she had. Hi, Christy.
Hey, JC, how you doing?
Doing great. Oh, man, I'm just feeling so bad for you.
You should be, because Kelly Raspberry is at fault for my first world problem.
What happened?
Yes, sir. So, I was listening to the podcast, The Sandwiches of Lovin'.
Thank you.
Kelly and Alan start talking about Cheetos, right? So I get this major craving for Cheetos.
Yeah.
Problem is, I'm stuck on a cruise ship last week. 2 days at sea. There is not a Cheeto to be had on that ship, and I had to settle for all-you-could-eat buffet and room service for 3 days before I could get my Cheetos.
That's shocking. You would think they would have a gift shop or something with Cheetos.
Now we need to smuggle Cheetos on cruise ships. If you ever go on there, you'll be a big hit.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I hope you had fun, though, Christy, aside from
thank you for listening on your cruise ship.
Yeah, Kelly. Entertaining people while on vacation is what you do.
And a new podcast drops today at 10 a.m. Central.
Oh, what do you guys get into this week?
Well, I did talk a little bit about, I talked about my career day experience.
Uh-huh, which was embarrassing.
And also about, responding to negative comments on social media. I talked about that.
We were all doing it this week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were all doing it. From the text, I got in a car wreck a couple weeks ago, and tomorrow I have to give back the nice, shiny new rental car that my insurance gave me to pick up my 9-year-old car. Yuck.
Yeah.
Hashtag first world problems.
It's so hard when you get in something nicer for a moment.
I see you dealerships. I know you guys give us a brand new car.
You get back in your car and you're like, hate you.
You want us to buy the one you let us borrow for a little bit.
Sure do.
Well done. All right, let's go to Hodge here. Hi, Hodge.
Hey, DC, what's up?
All right, dude, you got a high school first world problem, huh?
I called last school year and I thought I'd let y'all get an update.
Okay, what's going on?
Every time I go to school, I still always have to poo when I get there.
Oh, my gosh.
That's funny.
That was my biggest fear, too, to have
so
to
So you're
go
healthy,
to
right?
Yeah.
Right? Everything's working.
Yep. I called y'all last school year, and I thought I'd give y'all an update.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm worried.
Hodge is still on the same schedule, you know? That's what's going on right there. Well, have fun being a junior, buddy. Call us up for your senior year. Let us know.
You got it.
All right, bro. Hodge, you need to get into radio, dude. You got a cool voice. I don't know if it changed from last year or what, but definitely get in. Hit us up if you want an internship. What up, Aaron?
Hey, how are you?
Doing awesome. Welcome to the show. Hit us with your first world problems.
All right. So my mom is staying with us right now, and she drinks nothing but Arnold Palmer. And I always give my kids milk or water in the morning in their sippy cups. Well, the other night I handed my daughter milk, and she just fell to the floor and started screaming, Arnold Palmer! And I was like, what in the world? Well, my mom's thinking letting them drink Arnold Palmer, and now that's all she wants to drink.
That's funny.
Little girl screaming, Arnold Palmer. That's funny. Thank you, Aaron. You have a wonderful day. Natasha, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing great. What's your first world problem?
So my new Adidas slides, they are way too soft. So whenever I step on acorns, they don't crush the way that I like them to.
I hear you. When I go walk the dog, that's so fun to step on those and have them pop.
Oh my gosh, Kelly, yes! That is my absolute favorite thing to do.
I need to try this.
Yeah, you don't pop
you just
them
step
when you
on acorns.
I mean, I'm walking. I guess I haven't taken the time to notice how
and if
awesome
you don't
it
get
is.
A good pop is kind of defeating. You're like, oh, that wasn't a good one.
Yeah, but you got to be wearing the right shoes.
It is seriously the most satisfying feeling in the entire world. You have to go home and you have to do it.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna go out.
How does it rank with popping bubble wrap?
Oh, it is up there. I do like to pop bubble wrap too, so it definitely is up there. So if you don't have any bubble wrap on hand, just go outside during the fall, find some acorns, and just step on them. It's
okay.
Fabulous.
You got
you
it.
Go.
Do you like to pop pimples as well?
Oh my God, yes.
You're just a little popper.
Yeah. Natasha,
I love
Natasha
it.
Popping,
it makes
bro.
Me so happy.
Hot popper.
Man, I don't get why, seriously, I still don't get why girls love popping our bits on our back.
I don't even.
I'll take it, though. You don't do it, Anna?
No, it grosses me out so bad.
I think you're like the first girl I've met that doesn't do it. Hi, Craig.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What up, man?
Chilling. You have an oral first world problem.
Yeah, so I have an electric toothbrush at the house. Well, it went out of battery, so I had to grab, you know, the old school manual toothbrush. And I sat there, and I was brushing my teeth and brushing my teeth and brushing my teeth. And after about 5 minutes, I realized that the toothbrush isn't going to turn off because it's not an electric toothbrush.
Yeah, man.
You got a good thorough tooth cleaning there.
Yeah, you did. Going on forever. Have a good day, Craig. Thanks for calling us with your clean mouth, buddy. And let's go with Cadence here. Hi, Cadence.
Hi.
All right. Man, I feel you on this first world problem. I think I would have just given up.
Yeah, so on Taco Tuesday, I had tacos for every meal of the day. Well, whenever I got home, we ran out of pre-shredded cheese, so my mom had to bust out a block of cheese and the shredder and shred it herself.
Oh.
Wow. That's how they used to do it back in the day. Can you imagine living back then?
Yeah.
The torture.
Made my own cheese?
Manual
thank you.
Shredder.
I like how Cadence just sat there and watched her mom do it, though. Candace, you have a wonderful day. Thanks for calling us. Call us back next Taco Tuesday. Let's know what's up. All right, Kid Nation. You need a password. You're waiting. Patiently waiting for this password so that you could possibly win $5,000. And we got you. The password you need for Beat the Bank.
Extreme.
This hour is deeper. Deeper is your password. All right. I hate how the guys just stare at me and laugh at me when they give me weird words.
Well, I wish you had said it deeper.
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 That's your password. We'll have you call in here in about 10 minutes, Kid Nation. Beat the Bank Extreme is coming right up.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation. It's time to play Beat the Bank
Extreme.
So pick up that phone. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll go ahead and take caller number 13. Make sure you know that password we just gave you, and then you'll gain access to the vaults. You pick one of those vaults, and hopefully you pick one that contains $5,000.
For reals.
For reals. That's a lot of money right there. Buy yourself a TV to put in the bathroom. Which, by the way, from the text, JC, just want to let you know, I'm a poor teacher and I have a TV in the bathroom. Do it. It's worth it.
Christmas then, man.
And you don't have to keep running in and out. You know, when you hear something from the TV, you're constantly running out to see what it is. Or, you know,
I want it like in my shower, like above.
Do that.
Right?
It might be the steam might be a problem. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I
do. Do we have waterproof TVs yet?
Yeah.
We do?
Yeah, I got one.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I might have to get one of them. That's what I'm going to do. So, Anna was talking to me when we were in break, and she was telling me that she feels bad for some advice she gave up. Was it to your mom?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
Well, she called me the other day, and, you know, just to, like, chit-chat and everything, hang out, because she lives a few hours away.
Do you talk to your mom a lot?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I love talking to my mom. And I know she's probably listening, because she loves the show.
Come on.
Hi.
Hola, mamá, ¿cómo estás?
Yeah, yeah, I'm Mexican. And anyway, so she, while we were talking, she just goes, hey, by the way, did you order something online and accidentally get it shipped here, like, to our place? And I was like, no, I don't think so. And I just don't order things online a lot. It's not like, oh, maybe I did and I forgot. I just really didn't.
Right.
She was like, okay, well, because I received a package and it's addressed to me, but there's no return address. There's no, it doesn't say like, oh, it's like a gift. There's no note. And I was like, well, did you open it? She goes, yeah, I opened it. It's just a really nice candle.
Oh.
But I don't know. Is it yours? And I was like, no, it's really not. And I don't know if I've just spent a lot of time online, like hearing all these horror stories about like random packages and she was like, should I light the candle? And I was like, no, don't do that. We have no idea where it came from. I was like, don't waste any time.
Oh, she's already decided to keep the candle.
She was like, well, it's a nice candle. And I was like, but you don't know where it came from.
You're gonna be a terrorist candle?
Yeah, well, because you never know. Like, there's no return. There's no notes. There was nothing. It was just this random candle. And I was like, don't waste any time, Mom. Throw it away. Get rid of it. Don't even throw it away at home. Like, take it to the dumpster. Like, don't do it. And she was like, are you sure? And I was like, yes, I'm positive. I don't want to see this on the news. This is a risk I'm not willing to take. Take it to the dumpster. Get rid of it immediately. She says, okay.
More dramatic.
That's
at
not
all.
Dramatic. Yeah.
I was being really dramatic. I don't know what was
you
what I was.
What Anna's been watching
reading
on TV.
I know.
She's been
yeah.
A lot of Dateline.
Yeah. Yeah. That like rewatching Criminal Minds. It's
right.
Just that's what's up. But anyway, a few hours pass and my mom calls me later and she's like, oh, so it was a gift from your cousin. yeah, my cousin texted us and she was like, hey, did you guys get the candle that I sent? We were like, oh,
yes.
About that. I told my mom to just straight up toss it.
It's in the dumpster down at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, and I was like, oh man, I feel so bad. That was probably not the best advice I could have given my mom about a really sweet gift from my family. But am I wrong though, or should my cousin have included a note?
You should include a note.
Yeah, I wouldn't automatically go to somebody who's going to try to poison us.
No.
The aroma of a candle.
Yeah.
My mind wouldn't go there. My mind would be, is this an accident? Does this belong to somebody else?
Or a free gift, maybe. That's what I was kind of thinking. Maybe I bought something and they sent me a free gift as a candle.
Yeah, or you get those like bags that have like little samples of things.
Yeah.
It wasn't like mystery food. Like unmarked homemade brownies, something weird.
Yeah, I don't know why. Like that was my immediate reaction. Like I didn't even think twice. I was just like, dispose. Get rid of it.
I mean, it could be
not
like that. That could be a good way to attack if you have an enemy. They could come at you with a nice smelling candle.
Hey,
and next thing you know, you're...
I got a designer scarf in the mail that I didn't order.
What?
Did
so
you toss
I called
it?
Amazon freaking out. Like, who sent this to me? Because I thought maybe it was some creep.
Yeah.
And they were like, I don't know. I'm like, oh, you can't track the order? They go, there's supposed to be Splenda in that box. I go, well, it's a Fendi scarf.
Wow, nice.
And they were like, do you want to keep it? Yeah. I was like, not really. I feel bad if it's for someone else.
Oh.
So I had the mailman come pick it up.
What?
But I did. I thought it was like, I mean, I didn't know who it was from. It was unmarked. It was supposed to have
Fendi. Packed it wrong.
Hannah would have tossed it in the dumpster.
Yeah, it'd be a Fendi scarf on fire.
Yeah, you'd call me and I'd be like, get rid of it, Jenna. You don't know.
The worst advice I ever gave was actually, you really take a risk when you recommend a professional to someone, kids foot surgery.
Yeah.
What happened?
She ruined kids' foot. Like year.
He had a piece of glass like he stepped on. It was like wedged up in his foot. And I said, I've got a great foot doctor. But when he went to my foot doctor, she was out on maternity leave, and he went to the other doctor in the office, and he ended up on crutches. That was the wedding that rained, and he ended up falling.
He fell in the mud.
Yeah, it was a big mess.
He would not let that go until the day
he
passed.
So mad. He still made me feel bad about it. Because of my recommendation. You got to be real careful when you recommend surgery or doctors and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't know it was going
to
end up like that.
Not to pile on, Kelly, but remember when you advised me to hire a handyman?
Nacho.
And then he came over.
And Nacho was great at first.
I thought he just abandoned.
He did like one third of the job.
Nacho was great at first.
Didn't he move in?
He was like part of the family. He literally was like part of the family. Every day Nacho came over. You know, and he had a lot of health problems, and he was such a nice man. Yeah, he ghosted us.
So Kelly tells me, because I wanted to do some new drywall in my little family room, because we had just bought our house, and Kelly's like, I can recommend him. He's great. He'll get it done in no time. Well, he might take his time, which is exactly what he did. So this job that probably should take maybe a day, two tops, took us about 6 months.
No.
And he only got about one third of the, and he would just show up randomly. Like, it'd be 6 o'clock, we're sitting down to eat dinner, and the doorbell rang, be like, hey, I'm here to work. I'm like, no. But I would still let him in. He just, one day, came with a ladder, did about an hour worth of work, and then never saw him again.
But he left the ladder, right?
He left the ladder.
He would always leave whatever equipment he was using. He would just leave it.
Yeah. That ladder ended up, I went on the roof and it broke, and then I got stuck on the roof. So there's a lot going
on. Nacho.
Where is he
at? What happened to Nacho? I have no idea.
Good advice from Kelly Raspberry right there. Hey, let's give away some money, Kid Nation. $80 million in one bet. What did he do for work?
Didn't have to share it with anybody other than his family. Yeah. You know, it wasn't like 18 winners or whatever. One dude won $80 million. Not even an older guy. You know, 45, I guess, 50 maybe. He went back to work. He said, y'all hired me to do a job. I'm going to do this job.
Very admirable.
Does it say that what he did?
It may have. I didn't go that deep. I just stopped at he went back to work. I can find it for you, though. You take that call.
Yeah. Nacho, if you're listening, which I'm pretty sure Nacho won the lottery and that's why he stopped showing up. That's what you do. You go back to work. Finish that job.
Right.
If I won the lottery, I'd show up for you guys.
Thank you,
JC. Thanks, JC. Good. At least give us like a week's notice or something to find your replacement.
I would show up. You would just start noticing that I progressively got more flamboyant with my outfits.
Okay.
Nothing would change. Except I'm going to be wearing a gold jacket.
Have you watched The Righteous Gemstones at all?
No.
That show with Kenny Powers.
Oh, yeah. No. What's that on? I've heard it's pretty funny.
I don't know. Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah. They're like a pastor and sons, and they're super rich.
According to Trey, it's on HBO, so I'm going to need to borrow that.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sorry. I didn't even remember where I watched it.
Let's go to our contestant. Hello, Tina.
Oh, my God. Hey, DC.
Hey.
How you doing this morning?
Oh, my God. I'm so good. This is awesome.
You sound like you're at work already. You working?
I am. Yeah.
What do you do for work?
In the office. Me and my husband just opened up a machine shop here in Dalton, Georgia.
Whoa. A machine shop?
Wow.
Yeah. He's a welder.
Oh.
Oh, he's got one of those cool little masks. Welding mask.
Yeah.
Can you weld as well, Tina?
Nope. I just do all the paperwork and stuff like that for him.
I want a blowtorch.
Dude, I was watching this do-it-yourself project to, like, put up this handrail at your house.
Yeah.
The dude's over there welding.
Yeah.
Wait, that, this is not DIY. I can't weld.
I gotta
hire Tina's husband to do that for me.
I want a blowtorch.
Yeah. DIY means I can do it with all the stuff I could buy at Home Depot.
Yeah, it's not that tough.
Welding. Yeah, I'm not trying. You got to measure
too.
How
hard can it be?
So hard. All right, Tina. Well, hopefully you heard that password because it's now time to step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Deeper.
Password accepted.
I was hoping you would say it in a deep voice as well.
The way she said it wasn't creepy at all.
No, mine was very creepy. All right, Tina, you gained entry into our Hall of Vaults. Now you get to pick one of the vaults that remain. Now, which one would you like?
22.
Vault number 22. All right, here is Kelly Raspberry to tell you how we play this game.
All right, you're going to step up to the vault. The banker's going to call out dollar amounts that increase in value. They never go backwards. And it could go as high as $1,000, $2,000, maybe $5,000. But your job is to yell stop before that vault door closes, because if that happens, you win nothing.
Mm.
So do keep in mind that if the banker says any dollar amount that ends in the word $1,000, that is as high as it's going to go. So if he says $1,000, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
$2,000, that's it. Yell stop if you hear that word, for sure.
Got it.
Got it?
Got it, good.
All right, Tina, you know the rules. You know what's going down. Let's do it. Let's play.
Beat the bank. Let's scream.
90. 150. 220. 270. 350. 480. 540. 590. 620. 660. 700. 830.
I was going for it.
I get it.
Hey, you.
That's all good. Hey, you can't win $5,000 unless you stay in there as long as you can, right, Tina?
That's right.
All right, well.
That's still disappointing. I'm sorry.
Give her something, Kelly.
Yeah.
Be my love.
Oh, no.
Well, you Al's the one that always likes to give stuff.
Yeah, give her something, Al.
All right, I'll give you a cap.
A what?
A cap.
Awesome.
I have a cap in my car.
A cap.
I'll take it.
All right.
A bottle cap?
Oh,
a hat.
Oh, Lord, why are you giving her that cap?
Give her a cool one.
One that's literally sitting next to the garbage can.
Her husband's a welder, so he's a cool dude.
Oh, yeah. I'll give you a cap, okay?
All right. Hold on, Tina. You're going to get a big old smelly, sweaty hat from Big Al Mac, okay?
Oh, my gosh. I love you guys. Thank you so much.
Love you too.
We love you too, Tina. Oh, man. That's four in a row. Boss man George texts me, and he goes, is everybody going to go for it? Yes, sir. Everybody's going for it, George. Don't give away $5,000.
I don't see what the guy did for a living, but him and his wife are still working, so it doesn't say what type of work they do. But
maybe they love what they do.
After winning $80 million, took home $42 in the lump sum. Some people don't, you know, it doesn't matter.
You love the people you work with, you still got to go out there and do something, right?
Absolutely.
Hey, we got another password coming up for you in about 35 minutes, but I think I want to clear the phone lines, Kid Nation.
Okay, what you got?
And I want to keep this going because you could save someone. Call us with the worst advice you've ever given or received.
From Kelly?
From me.
Kelly, here at the office.
It's really hard to help.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK.
Yo, if Grandpa gave you the worst advice ever and you've been waiting to tell us, we want to hear from it. We'll take your calls next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So we had the vault door closed once again. It's been four in a row. That's because Kid Nation is going for that $5,000.
Yeah, they are.
They're going for it, and that's all good. 25 minutes away from a new password, Kid Nation, so make sure you're listening up for that. Got the Showbiz Top 5 coming up in about 20 minutes with Kelly Raspberry, so she'll catch you up with everything happening in Hollywood. But right now, we want to know all about that bad advice you've gotten or you've given. Anna's mom received a candle in the mail. Called Anna to say, hey, did you get some shipped here that you meant to have sent over to your house? And Anna said, no, Mom. throw it away. It's poison.
Immediately.
So her grandmother, her mom did, and it turned out it was her cousin sending a gift, just trying to be nice. Yeah. And bad advice. Candle's gone. They have to buy a new one.
My bad.
My bad, Mom.
We talked about the few times Kelly's given bad advice as well when it comes to handyman and doctors.
More like recommendations.
Still advice.
Advice, yeah.
Yeah.
The worst advice I can remember, I wasn't the one giving it, but I was there. I had in college, you know, when you get your student loan check, it comes in and you usually just want to pay off your books and your tuition maybe buy yourself a meal because
pizza, yeah.
You do have some leftover cash. You're supposed to use it for school stuff. Well, one of the guys that was in, you know, in our friend group decided, hey, why don't we take our checks and go to Vegas, because we had just turned, you know, they had just turned 21, so they could go and gamble and stuff. And he said, let's go to Vegas and let's gamble our check and double our tuition.
Sounds like fantastic advice to me.
Easy.
I was thinking, that sounds awful, but I'll go with you guys. I think three of them decided they were going to do it. And I said, hey, guys, it's not a really good idea to just go all in on the first one. He goes, you're right. We're going to play roulette, and since your odds are, they thought 50-50, which I don't know if that's correct.
No.
They said
red black
on the pass line.
Red black,
right?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Roulette. No, it's the.
No,
the
roulette. Spin. So you can bet.
Because you get the green, the double zero, and the zero.
If you do red black, yeah.
So they basically thought 50-50 chance. Yeah. So we'll go half of it, bet it, and if we lose, we still got the other half, and we'll win eventually.
What happened? Let's guess.
They lost back to back.
You didn't let me guess.
No, well, I told you that's why it was bad advice. All three of them lost their student loan.
And then what happened?
Their parents had to take over, and they were not very happy. So we're looking for the worst advice you've gotten.
All right.
Let's go to the phones here with Samantha. Hi, Samantha.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Welcome to the show. So who gave the advice?
I did.
What'd you do?
Yeah, it was terrible. So a friend of mine had been dating this guy for a couple years, and they were pretty serious, and they'd never lived together or anything like that because she was in college. She got her RN and was, like, super motivated, and he was just kind of lazy. He never really did a whole lot. He, like, bounced from job to job to job. So we ended up proposing, and me and one of our other best friends kind of just basically talked her out of marrying this guy.
Uh-huh.
And we found out the reason why he just bounced from job to job to job after she turned down his proposal was because he had inherited like $10 million from his grandpa and didn't have to work.
He didn't tell anybody.
Samantha.
He didn't want people to want it for his money.
Smart dude.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Oh, worst advice.
And the bad news is, like, fast forward 10 years later, she never got married. He got married like a year and a half later.
Oh, yeah. Worst advice ever for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bad.
It was bad, she said.
Oh,
man.
Wow.
Imagine finding out the dude you were dating had $10 million.
he's just
and he wasn't bragging about it, which means he's actually a pretty good dude. He's not braggadocious,
but he can't keep a job.
Hey, well, that's all good.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of dating, we got one here from the text that said, "Hey guys, one time my friend wanted to ask someone out, as in like a week ago. So she asked me, bad idea, for advice. I've never had a boyfriend or really asked someone out, so." I told her to ask him through a note. She handed it to him, but then she remembered that she didn't sign the note, and she had me write the note because she doesn't like her handwriting. So he thought, I'm the one that asked him out.
Oh, awkward.
Bad advice.
Did he say yes?
I'm not sure. Yeah.
Are they engaged?
Yeah, right.
What's up, Janelle?
Hi.
How you doing?
Good, thanks.
All right, so hit us with that bad advice. You told a friend something?
My best friend of 28 years, she was talking to a guy, and she asked me about advice. She asked me if I could go out with him and stuff. Well, come to find out, it was the same guy I was talking to.
And you told her to go for it?
I told her to go for it, and I was actually going for it behind her back.
Oh, wow. So how did that turn out for y'all?
Teaming on it, so we were trying to see which one got it, and I got the guy. But we're not together no more. So.
And did you lose your friend?
We both did a solid treatment for a good month and a half, 2 months.
Man, yeah, it's always good to know who the guy is before you tell him to go for it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you guys are back to being friends, though, so there's that. And it didn't work out with that dude. Thanks, Janelle. All right, let's go to Brittany.
Hey.
Hey,
Brittany, you made someone lose a lot of money, huh?
Yeah, it's still kind of traumatizing for me.
What happened?
So I'm at this creepy casino in the middle of the night in South Dakota, and I'm sitting next to this strange man, and he asked me for some advice. He's in this really great bonus round. He's learned a lot of money, and he had two cases to choose from. And he said, which one do you go with? And I very confidently said, always go with the one on the left. And he won $600 instead of $1 million.
Oh, no! See, I go with the right usually.
Oh, $1 million.
Yeah, I was sure he was going to kill me, so I ran out as fast as I could.
Yeah. Oh, man. Sickening feeling. Punch in the gut.
Were you guys with me when we heard the slot machine in Vegas go off that somebody had won $1 million? Yeah. Or a car. It was a car.
I think I was.
That's the only time I've been around someone that won a lot. Yeah, I think you were with it. It was me, you, and Kid.
Yeah.
And somebody won a car. I've never seen anyone win that big on a slot machine.
Oh. Right. Wow.
Brittany lost a... Help get a dude lose $1 million, though. Mm. Oh, man, that's crazy. Hi, Amanda.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. So you gave your kid some advice, huh?
Yes. She came to me and said, I think I have congestive heart failure. And she'd been sick for a couple days, but it really was kind of just regular sick. It didn't feel like serious sick.
Uh-huh.
And I told her to stop Googling her symptoms. She would be fine. And then the next morning, we went to the doctor, and she had congestive heart failure.
Oh my goodness. God.
She was right.
Oh my goodness.
Google tells you you're going to die, and she, you know, you go, no, but...
Sometimes you got to listen to Google.
Listen to Google.
How's she doing now?
She's great. They gave her medicine and got her hooked up, but it makes me paranoid now because I think, you know, maybe Google's right sometimes, so...
There you go, yeah.
You're not a doctor, are you?
No.
Okay. Good.
No, okay.
Making sure.
Thanks, Amanda. You have a wonderful day. Glad you guys got that figured out, though.
Yeah, right?
Oh, boy.
Imagine having that on your conscience.
Monica.
Yes.
You ruined your cousin's life.
Yes, I did. So, back in college, my cousin went to the University of Florida, and she was dating a football player.
Uh-huh.
And he was broke and drove a moped, so I would make fun of her, and I was like, you got to break up with this guy. And a year later, he won the Heisman Trophy because it was Cam Newton.
Yeah, he ended up leaving Florida.
Oh, my gosh.
Went to go play community college and then went over to Auburn and turned himself into a first-round pick, first pick of the draft.
Trying to visualize Cam Newton with a funny hat riding a moped.
he was such a dork, and I would make fun of him. And then I called her back after he won the Heisman. I was like, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
Dang. Put your cousin to break up with Cam freaking Newton.
You never know.
Is your cousin married now, Monica?
No, but she has a boyfriend. They have two kids together.
Yeah, it's not Cam Newton, though.
No, it's definitely not Cam Newton.
Wow.
Could have been that baby daddy.
It could have been. I don't even know if Cam Newton's married now.
I don't know.
I don't know if a girl could marry him with that. He's got better...
She comes hollering around.
Hey, Cam. How's it going, buddy? What's up, Chris?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
So I talked about how my buddy screwed up their student loans. You have a similar situation?
Oh, yeah. I got some bad advice telling me to get a student loan so I could buy a motorcycle. And a week after I got the motorcycle, I ended up wrecking it and spending 3 days in the hospital. Mm. And still had to pay back the student loan.
Yeah, you did. But you learned a valuable lesson.
What?
Yeah, don't listen to my things.
Hey, student loans are meant for learning, and in a way did that.
It was 3 fun days on that motorcycle.
Yeah, man. Were you okay from the crash, though, Chris? Everything was cool?
Oh, yeah, it was just a kneecap.
Yeah. You got another one of those.
Yeah, kneecap. Yeah, Patrick Mahomes is doing fine. His kneecap.
Yep.
He might play this weekend, by the way.
You think so?
He's been practicing. They said he's not ruled out of the game. Wow. Patrick Mahomes dislocated his kneecap and might play this weekend.
Can you imagine the intensive therapy he's going through?
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
Gotta get him back out there. That's our moneymaker.
Yeah, that man's a man right there. Hi, Megan.
Hi. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Okay. So, my bad advice is from Cosmopolitan Magazine in high school. They told me that guys would like you better if you talked lower. I did that for like a month, and everyone asked if I was sick all the time.
Hold on, because Megan, you actually have a pretty cute voice.
Yeah, I gotta hear your low voice. Please talk to us in a low voice.
Okay,
It was like, it was something like this, and it hurt my throat a lot because it'd be really low.
Would you still holler at Megan, or do you want regular Megan?
Hey, Megan, would you like to go out with me? Maybe we can go out to eat and have a low boil,
Howdy,
country
folks.
Boil with our low voices.
Megan, are you single still, or are you taking up?
No, I'm getting married in April.
Because you
I guess it works, you know?
Say your vows in that low voice.
Yeah, I probably walk away.
I take you, John.
Thank you, Megan.
I do.
How many girls listen to Cosmo in high school?
Oh, all guilty.
Because Cosmo sometimes hits it right, but there's some things you read where you're like...
Yeah.
Especially the sexy time columns.
Right.
Like, nobody doing that. Nobody going around doing that. Roderick, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Oh, man. So you're... Did the bad advice you got end up in a kid?
Yeah, my little brother. I don't have any kids. My little brother just has his wife and their kid, their first kid.
Uh-huh.
And she was breastfeeding. He asked me, he's like, "Did she get pregnant?" And she's breastfeeding. I'm like, "I don't know. I don't think so."
Good enough for me. I don't think so.
My brother said he can't get pregnant.
So he asked you, his brother who has no kids and never has kids, if a girl can get pregnant while breastfeeding. You said, "I don't think so." And 9 months later, you had a new nephew?
No, I had twins, two little girls.
Wow.
Great.
Congratulations.
Yeah. You know, that's how my boyfriend was born.
What?
He's Irish twins with his sister because his mom was told you couldn't get pregnant while breastfeeding and got pregnant with him.
I didn't know that.
Really?
Your boyfriend's mom was friends with Broderick?
Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
There we go.
Posted. Hope it doesn't stink. Check out my social. Tell me what you think. Beat the Bang Extreme. Beat the Bang Extreme.
You want honesty, right?
Yes.
Okay. Took you a while to say that.
Yes.
All right, so the pictures are posted of what Big Al's patio is looking like.
Not done yet. Now 100%.
Why would you put it up if it's not ready?
Because I'm excited. I wanted to see what it looked like.
So
you didn't even show me first. I feel offended, Al. I thought we were closer than that.
Sorry.
Maybe you could just see it.
Now I got to go to
with us.
I wanted to have your true reaction.
In the meantime, we'll get into playing the game, and then you can give us your true reaction after we find out what's going on.
I won't peek into.
Yeah, hold on to it, Kelly. We want honest here.
I'm ready to pull it up, though.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good. I didn't think I was going to get through. Holy cow.
Well,
oh my gosh.
Guess what? You got through. Congratulations.
Holy cow. Like, I've been trying to play for years. Oh my gosh.
So you've been listening for a while. We appreciate that.
Yeah, a very long time. I've been listening since I was a kid. Boogaloo.
Have a good circus.
OG listener right there, Boogaloo.
Yeah.
What do you got going on today, Jennifer?
I just got to the office. Visor commercial. Sorry, I had to say that.
No, you're good. Well, we hope you have an awesome day at work today. And maybe
you
might want to leave early if you win a lot of money, okay?
Yeah. Oh, heck yes.
Yeah, go get you some. Go shop or something. All right, well, Jennifer.
You know it.
Let's get to it. Let's step up to the vaults.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Germany.
Password accepted.
There it is. That was the password. Jennifer, now you get to pick out of all the vaults that we have remaining. Which one would you like?
Three.
Vault number three. We'll go with a low number. Why not do that?
Sure.
All right, here is award-winning Big Al Mack on the patio industry.
Potentially. Well, no, you have one.
He won last year. Tell you how we played the game.
Okay, so Jennifer, I got to tell you this just for the legal, but you're going to step into the vault. You're going to hear a lot of numbers hollered out. You just need to say stop when you hear a dollar amount that you're comfortable with and you don't think it's going to go much higher. Could be in the hundreds, could be in the thousands. My advice to you is to say stop. If you do hear the word 1,000, 1,000, 2,000, 5,000, definitely say stop then because it's not going to go any farther and the door will still close, okay?
Okay. Got it.
All right, hey. Jennifer.
Got it.
All right, let's try to win.
All right, I want you to win. You've been listening a long time. We owe you.
Let's do it, B.
Yeah.
Let's play
Beat the Bank Extreme.
90. 120. 190. 200. 260. 420. 480.
Oh my gosh.
530.
Stop.
$530.
$530, Jennifer. Not what bad. Are you going to do with that cash?
Oh, gosh. I have no idea. Well, you know what? It's my birthday on Tuesday, so I'll probably go shop.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Happy early birthday, Jennifer.
Thank you.
This is
our
present to you. It's $530. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Just for fun, you got the $530. That's all yours to keep. Let's see how high it would have gone, though.
670. Okay.
Oh, big jump.
Crap.
There you go.
You played it perfectly, Jennifer. Congratulations. That door did end up closing. Didn't go too high. All right.
Thank you.
Hold on for us. We'll get you all set up with your money, Jennifer. And there she goes. Off with $530. Could awesome. Be you tomorrow. 7, 10, and 8, 10 Central is when we hook you up with those passwords. And then we have you call in. And then you try to stay in there as long as you can, just like Jennifer just did.
Okay,
now,
Kelly.
Now, Kelly, it's the moment of truth.
Yeah.
All right.
Get ready to open up.
You're like the Simon Cowell. You know, we really
I'll be honest,
appreciate it when you kindness. Have something.
I already saw it. So I'm going to.
You don't want to shade my opinion with yours.
I don't want to shade my opinion right. with my opinion.
Is it your picture? Opinion. Okay, here we go.
Go ahead.
Let me click on it. I see a lot of pumpkins.
Sure.
Yep.
I see a lot of pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're showing them on KidTV.com right now.
Yeah, a lot of pumpkins.
Oh, wow.
It's what is that? Oh, a skeleton on a bike. Yep.
What's that in the back left corner?
A scarecrow.
That's a scarecrow.
Oh, it's like one of those you just stick in.
Yeah, that's what I'm going.
And then a Frankenstein. Well, you know what? I think what you've done is you went the classy approach,
right.
And then you tried to throw in the
random,
the whimsy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, what's your what's your running theme when it comes to this
you've
patio?
You've got a lot of mixed messages going on.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I really didn't have a theme necessarily. Now the plants inside the patio, those are there already. Okay, those are like. What I won the first award with, so I couldn't just throw them to the curb. And I went and bought all of these other plants, and I built this little shelf thing. Initially, I was going to have...
You built that shelf?
Yes, yesterday. Initially, I was going to have the skeleton sitting on the shelf, like steps, playing a guitar or something.
Yeah,
but
okay.
I don't have a guitar.
I like that.
So, So instead of having him sit, I was like, how can I prop him up? And I was going to get like some... conduit, it's like an aluminum pipe.
And kind of
prop him up with that. I was like, well, still, he'll just be standing there. I'll put him on my bike. I don't know if that made sense enough.
Yeah, you're not using that. You're not going to use
it.
Yeah,
right? You're dead.
Clearly. In fact, if you want to steal it, fine.
So I put him on my bicycle, and I put him up on this concrete table that I have inside my fence, and I kind of zip-tied it and kind of propped it up. This took like a million trips to the truck, bringing all those pumpkins.
You still have all the price tags on your pumpkins.
He's going to take them back.
He does?
Yeah.
No, all the little price tags are all on pumpkins. You take them back, aren't you?
No. Trey actually had a pretty good name for your theme, which was what, Trey?
It's the Skeleton Peloton.
Skeleton.
See, now
Trey,
there's your theme.
That's brilliant, Trey.
Cheddar also came up with Ride or Die.
Ride or Die.
Ride or Die.
Also good.
See, because I feel like you need a theme to hook people.
I like both of those.
Yeah, you need to put it on a sign. So
I think I like
it.
Ride or Die better. No offense, but
it could be the Skeleton Peloton.
Now I haven't
ride or die.
Ride or die.
I haven't seen the other people's patios. I don't know what they're working with, Big Al. But what I did notice, and look, sometimes people are stickler for rules. This is a patio contest.
Yes.
And the patio, in actuality, is the fence
inside.
Part of the patio, right?
True.
You decorated mostly on the outside of your apartment, which is now the complex's property.
That's true, if you want to get technical.
I'm just trying to help you out
here. That's very true.
Do you think they'll get technical?
I don't think so. Yeah, I think they'll probably go with, you know, where my intention is.
Because your efforts there.
Okay.
Yeah, intention is to...
How much are you trying to win again?
$100.
And how much did you spend?
$400.
400.
About, I don't know. I haven't added it all up. I don't want to get depressed. It was more than $100. I can tell you that.
Wow.
Wow.
Well,
I hope they give it to like the single mom with the two kids to put out a cute little scarecrow.
I'll bring pictures in of some of the other ones tomorrow, or I'll post them or whatever so you guys can see what my competition
is. Compare, yeah.
I wish we would have put those up with you so that we could see who Kid Nation would have voted.
Yeah.
We could have had a Kid Nation contest.
Right.
Now we'll still be honest about it, though.
Okay.
Don't you worry about it. All right, Kid Nation. So go take a look at Big Al's patio. He worked really hard and injured himself.
It's on Facebook and Insta, yeah.
Cheddar, what's up?
Uh-oh. Does anyone want to ride with me when I drive down to Al's complex and put the free pumpkin sign up?
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, Big Al, you're getting a lot of love for your patio decor.
Thanks.
Patio decor. And he's still going to add a little bit more to it.
Still got
more?
Yeah, he's got more to it.
I've got a few lights, and even the lights weren't a priority because the judging will be done in the daytime.
Yeah.
The lights are just kind of...
Use it all at once, you know. You got to make sure you drop it out there before the judging.
Just in case one of my little scheming neighbors says, oh, okay, I see what he did.
I might have...
I'm going to do this. See, they don't know. I'm not even done yet.
Yeah, tricks.
Yeah.
Now, I might need some advice from you guys because my wife and I were having a conversation yesterday, and we're not on the same side when it comes to this.
What's up?
So Halloween is next Thursday.
Right.
My son is on a football team, and our season is having its final game this weekend, and then we're going into the playoffs.
Okay.
We practice from 6:30 till 8:30, 8 o'clock at night.
Okay. Where are you going?
My wife thinks that Kaysen should be allowed to skip football practice to go trick-or-treating. While I'm on the side of, we made a commitment to this football team, and unfortunately, this year, our practices fall at the same time that we usually want to go trick-or-treating. I'll find a way to have him get candy. Maybe we could get a couple neighbors, but
no.
Should he skip football practice?
Yes.
We only practice twice a week.
All the parents should get together and say, look, change the day.
We can't.
One night.
We can't because the league gives us a practice time so we can have the field with the lights because the lights are,
How old are they? Another time of day.
Remind everyone how old they are.
Yeah.
They're 8-year-old. They're 7 to 8-year-old.
This is the thing. Look, I played competitive soccer in high school. We played on Halloween. But when you're this age, it's trick-or-treating. Right? I mean, they're young. They're young. Not even 10.
We
get together on a Saturday afternoon at a park and just run drills or something. Y'all can figure this out.
That's when our game is. So I was telling
another time, JC, pick another day. You've got 7 days of the week to choose from.
It's Halloween memory.
Look at somebody's yard.
I know. And again, our coaching staff, we work for free, so we have to move things around. Most of the coaches work the 9-to-5 jobs. And
well,
so
y'all just need to skip this one practice. You're undefeated.
I agree.
Have busted their butts. Let them have Halloween, JC.
JC, you know I love sports. Yeah. I agree. They need to have Halloween trick-or-treating.
Don't just stick to your guns on this. They're 7 and 8 years old.
It's going to burn them out on football.
Yeah, this isn't a life lesson they need to learn at 8 years old.
The commitment?
We
don't know what we're going to do yet. The head coach hasn't said anything. I was just sitting there going.
Broach the subject.
Also, I thought about that. I got so burned out because I missed everything playing soccer that I ended up hating soccer by the time I was going to play in college.
Do both. Line the team up. Have them in full uniform. Line them up in people's yards. Run a play. Have them run up to the door. Ring the doorbell. Trick or treat.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.